But I want to share with you a thing which afterwards will open up for us a new, not a new, but an answer a little bit to that. How do we create that? And that is built from several orders I got from you now, which I remember that what happened to me, and that I saw that thing happening in front of my eyes, what I will tell you now. Because they always were, from one side, were that people don't want to think so much. They love to be superficial. From the other side was that the horror was that when you are thinking about yourself, once in a while you are too much critical about yourself, and you yourself will not find the way out of seeing things positive. Because you want to be erlich, or you want to be you don't see things positive, and it's very difficult to do that by yourself. So I want to share with you one thing which was with me. There was a person which was important in my life. That's my Rebbe, Mashgiach. He was an important person in my life. Yes, and I went there once a week at least, Wednesday afternoon. I went to learn, and once there was times where I went. But every day, when it was to be some Musa opening or things like this. But I was once a week for sure, I was with the Mashgiach, 20 years, more than 20 years. And Mashgiach he greeted a person he spoke with me to me Swiss German once in a while. And when I said shalom, he said ciao ciao, you know, that was what we say in Switzerland. But the greeting from Mashgiach to me was, when he saw me, it was, ah, holy Reb Reuven.
You didn't do that yet.
No, I didn't do that yet, but I saw that. So it's saving many more. But you want, and next time I came to him, same thing. And next I came to him, same thing. I didn't even know what does that man want from me, you know? But that was a very profound chinuch peule, a very profound one. That you are expressing to someone else some maile, which even the other one doesn't see that. And even another, by the other one, that's only bekeach, that's even not there befeyal, you know, it's only there in potential, it's not really there. But you are verbalizing that, and speaking out to him, and you are an important person, by the other word, by the other person, you are not able to know how much of a maile you create. You can't know, because that's the way you kind of create a person, with your own words. And there, you get out a little bit of that being negative about yourself, and there people are interested in that. In that people are interested. You can't imagine how thirsty people are that they should hear a positive word mentioned to them about themselves from a person which is important. You can't imagine. As something, and this is a thing which you can even do that in a very that means like by me Ktusha, I Leichter, I'm a Ish Kodesh, Kugel, you know, I'm a Kugel when that's true. No, but for sure not. Yeah, but it is true. Yeah, but for sure not. Yeah, but it is true. Because there is one point in my personality which I could say, I have a shaykh to something above. A point, not too much, you know. I'm a very worldly person, but something perhaps, you know. But he revealed that to me. When you understand that this is the chaos you have with your words, so the work we are doing now becomes much more active. It's not only a contemplative thing that you contemplate about the world and say, I have to see the positive things in the world. Ah, Leuchter said, I have to see the positive things in the world. I didn't think I have to do it because it will enrich my world, you know, and I'll have some spiritual feeling afterwards when I do that. And then I look around and I say, ah, such a nice, there, these manoas are nice, it's a little bit yellow up and white down, it's such nice colors. See the positive. And see the half full glass. And see, it's even not naive. It's dumb. You know? That's like these self-help books which don't work. Yeah? Mike, when I say the books don't work. Perhaps you work when you read them. That could be, but the books don't work. Okay. So it's like no. You have to understand that you have an active role in that. Where? By the other person. You can't imagine what that does to another person where you are important. That can be your children, that can be your wife, that can be your neighbor, that can be all different kind of people. Yeah? And you begin to do that, and you see that, and you utter that, your vocabulary is growing, and your impact on other people is growing, and you are doing a work which is for real immediately. Not only that you will have a benefit afterwards, you know, that after shall benefit, it's a richer world, deeper world. It is the world, your work is really needed from other people too. It's needed. Your positive impact is needed in other people. Yeah? And they are waiting for that. And this, no one is not willing to think like this. Not one. No one. To receive that.
That's not depth. It's just...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. By you, it's depth. You know, by you, when you understand you have to do it, you have to think deeper in order that the other one should feel good. Of course, when you only say to another one, you are great, or things like this, then you are doing it in a shallow way. That's your business. But you can do it more. Like the Mashgiach. Or like a person, like my Shaykhus to Halacha is I'm not a Halacha man, you know. I try to keep the halacha, but it's not that when you ask me what does the Mishnah Berurah say about this and this, then most probably I don't know. Yeah. Okay, but so it's not my mikzor, let's say. Or when you want to have it more harsh, my children think I got the Mishnah Berurah at home because one of them got it for the bar mitzvah. Is that what they think? You know, Well, it's not true, gerade, but you know, you also say the beseder, no, that's not the issue. Yeah? But what is? I had a friend. I can't think about halacha. Yeah, my best friends, which are poskim, and they are very good friends with me in halacha. You know, they like that. You know, I can't think halachadik. Yeah. So once I had a friend which asked me a question, and I told him what I think, you know, simply out of relating to the issue he had. But you may do that or not. So I told him, no, you can't do that. It's also, you know, you can't do that. I said, you are a halacha man. You know, I'm a halacha man. I'm a kugel, you know, I'm a whatever it is, but I'm not a halacha man. But my whole shaykhus to halacha which I have stems from this remark. This one remark. What's your life? He told me that. And all the shaykhs I have to halacha is from that. Yeah? Because he once told me, you are halacha mensch. I'm halacha mensch. I'm not. I know that I'm not, you know. But whatever I have stems from there. That is an obligation we are underestimating. We live in a world, in that sense, which very much everyone lives for himself. And then comes this problem that I have to think myself, between me and myself, whether I can see things positively or not. And it's all an obligation between me and myself. And am I able to do it? I don't want to go into depth, because it's only needed for me, and I'm lazy, and I don't want to do it. I have to understand this is an obligation I have to other people too. And the riches of the world begins there. Because the truth is, the absolute truth is, work, avoida, is always based on that, that you feel that you make an impact somewhere. Avoida is not based on that, that you only do the right things. It has to be an impact. It can be an impact in your Olam HaBo, Bakasha, depends on your Emunah. It can be an impact in your Olam HaBo. It can be an impact in your Gehenim. But you have to have an impact. That makes nafkamina. A person which makes no nafkamina at all can't work. Not shaykh. It's not only a business truth. That is true in Avodas Hashem. Yeah? The Mishnah Shoshom says, that brings that Chazal, that when in the beginning, when Hashem told to Odo Marishan that he should keep all his duties, he said it took him for a trip through the Gan Eden and showed him all the nice trees, you know. And so, look at these nice trees and this nice place. I created that for you. Be careful, you shouldn't destroy it. So he had to have a perception that his actions make a difference in this Gan. Even though he was a Novi, he was the prophet himself. And Hashem spoke to him. And he could sit in by his stendal, and Hashem could tell him, you know what, it's a very nice world outside there. And it depends on you. Be careful. And he would believe him. He doesn't have to see the world. No, he has to see the world. You have to see the place to make a difference. You have to see it. And with that depth of your world, that's not only your own existential source which you are enhancing. It is a benot lachaveiro klasi that you are creating the other world. You create the world. And now this is true also when your children are older. You told me about yourself, you have an 18-year-old. So with an 18-year-old, you can do that too. With younger, you can create the avira, and you can make, but to you understand, it's not giving a compliment. The Mashkir didn't give me a compliment. You understand the difference? He's not complimenting about the action I did. It's far from that. It's not a compliment.
Is it the same as planting a seed?
Yeah, but it's a perception of the other people, of the other person. I perceive him in a certain way. I tell you what I perceive by you. And this creates a different person. You are able to be a different person afterwards. Yeah? So that's, you're obligated. But that's what depth means. And to our amazement,
why does it make you into a different person? Because if someone expresses that positive perception to you, does that then create for you a picture of what you have to live up to?
So what you are very much in this achievement thing that you have to live up to. By me, when I see a positive thing which is there, which I have to live up to, this thing is not so productive. Not. But the Ktusha by the Mashgiach was not the thing that I had to live up to because I thought he's crazy. It's not the point. The Mashgiach didn't say, Heiliger Rebbe Reuven, and then he said, I have to work on Ktusha. Then I would be destroyed because I wouldn't know how to work on that.
But if he's recognizing you a real truth, he's seeing in you a potential. That
It's not because I have to live up to it. It's more a awareness that I have that. That's enough. I want to explain that to you. I have all different kinds of crazy thoughts in Chazal. I've shot him in Chazal and go through the different things. You saw it when you were in the with the Sof of the Parsha, you know. It's like crazy to think like this about the Mekalles Hashem and the way I created that pshat, you know. That's an effort, you know. I make an effort with my brain and I try to do that, and it's crazy. I'm not normal thinking like this. But once in a while I make that, and then I see that someone much bigger says that pshat. You know? Much bigger. So then what? Then what? Then you're happy?
Yes.
Then I'm crying. I'm not happy. I'm afraid. I'm crying. I'm afraid. I don't want that. I don't want it. Because this is the obligation which kicks in. When you can say such things, then you can't be the way you are, you know. When you can, it makes you happy that you're also saying the pshat the way he said, and you are such a nothing, you are such a low shebelow, and you are worth a hoiker, you know, and you can't think like this. You have to live up to that. Then, by me, it's anti-productive. It could, by you, it's productive. By me, it's anti-productive. It doesn't produce anything.
It's but what do you do next if it doesn't?
What I do next? I forget about it. It's a merida. I do understand that. Aronovich just say, no, don't tell it to your son, otherwise he'll escape from my kill, you know? It's a merida. I understand that. By Miss Marit. It's a merida because it's too big. It's too big. I don't know whether you have that, but when I think about the Kishon I know I have, and run after that thing, that is such a load, that I better listen to music. I better take Hofesh, you know. Because I say this, I won't be able to do that. I perhaps you never had that. Perhaps you have a son like this, or a neighbor's son, or your son, or you yourself. That you have to run after your head and you can't keep up with that? I have that. I can't keep up with that. That's an actual thing happening by me, that I'm just destroyed from that what you have to live up to. I don't want that, so I have to find a way how to do it, you know? But no, this is a thing which makes me like miyush from myself. I'm miyush from myself. I don't know when you have that, but once in a while when you have a thing which really obligates you in yourself, the obligation is much bigger because it's already there, and you're obligated. Then that could be that you are bursting. You just can't.
If it was the opposite,
what
that you found out after putting out that new shibush that you couldn't find a chazal that was like that. Yeah. How did you react then?
Then I'm happy. Then I'm happy that I have a kishon. That's it. But it's a silly kishon. I'm a Kuruma mensch, you know. I have a head like a banana. Like, you know, banana, no, like a whole tree of bananas, you know. I can't think in a way. When I would tell you everything which goes on over here, you would think you're in a madhouse. For sure. Because it's always going, all jokes and all different kinds. It's like you have an old Susita, you know, the Susita, it's an old car, the Israeli car which falls apart, you know. And you go with a Susita on 120. That's the way it goes up here, you know. The whole time, you know.
Somebody put a Fiat engine in there.
Yeah, that's right. So the whole time, you know. So that is not, that's fine, okay. I have my jokes, I enjoy life, you know. I'm living in one big joke the whole time, you know. This is what I live. But sincere, when I have to be sincere with that, that's too much. Yeah? By me. It's not always the way you think it's in the book, what I mean. It would be very nice the way you say you have to live up to the thing. No. Once you write this, it's a perception, you can't imagine. It's a perception after telling the body, to telling the person something. It makes a difference. You know, even though it doesn't have to work on it now, you have to actualize it and no. But I have it, I have something within my world which was revealed, which I didn't know beforehand, or I wasn't there beforehand. It's a very big thing, yeah? So that's by me. Perhaps by you it's different, but by me it was the opposite. That's only an answer to Gidon, you know? But it doesn't work like this. Perhaps by you it works like this, by me it doesn't. It's not like in the book. I know that when you read books the way you see the books say the way he said. That you have something and someone revealed to you that you have that, now you have to live up to your potential. No, and when I have to live up to my potential, ani mitmaret, v'ani olech la'ashen cigaria, I don't smoke, you know. That's what I do, you know. I will not do it. No, I will not. And when you are erlich with yourself, most probably by you is the same thing as by me. Most probably. Because when you have a real potential with you, and you don't do it now, that is a pressure, which is like a pressure cooker, because it's within you, and you know it's there. So then you have to do it, and then you're bursting. No, it was very good that I thought Mashgiach is crazy. He's crazy.
So it would be okay for the bar mitzvah boy, when he's showered with the drosha that the rabbi gives him about how he's going to be this godel ador at the bruchah or kiddush. So it's okay if he sits there and he thinks, what's going on here? And he doesn't try. It would be better if he doesn't try and emulate it tomorrow.
Hopefully not.
Now I know why I feel so uncomfortable. In those particular moments.
What?
No, it's okay.
Hopefully.
I said, now I know why I feel so uncomfortable at those particular moments.
Yeah.
In those.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
Yes.
It makes no sense. But from the other side, when you say something positive about the boy, you see.
Yes.
And I deal with that once about boys I know, you know. I only say one positive thing, not in order that he should live up to. Only in order to tell him that you are living a big life. That's what you have, you know. Or that's what you are. And then they are very happy that I said that. He doesn't do anything with it. Good. Good, he doesn't do anything with it, but he has it. That's why these droshes that you will have to be the God Lador, they're no perception altogether. They're interchangeable. By everyone, it's the same drosha, you know. So that's not what I speak about. Yeah, it's something you perceive in a very hidden way. Yeah, and then your vocabulary, your positive vocabulary, you are working on, makes a difference. Not only in your world, it makes a difference in reality. And then work is real, because work is always real when it makes a difference in reality. And that's what you can do with your children, with your neighbors, with your employees. With your things, it's unbelievable. Be careful, and I will look at people which have employees. Be careful, don't abuse that thing in order to make your business better. Yeah? Don't do that.
But you flattery.
Are, what?
Flattery.
Flattery or thinking, I will have more productive people when I do it like this. So Leichten, I had it once in another place in America, which I told them the way I interview a person, and I see that the person is not careful with other objects. That means you touch my things. And I told them the story. I wanted to show them what means the Dakas of Kneve. And they once said, very good, Rabbi, since you told that thing, I put a bowl with sweeties in front of me, and when I make an interview, I check the guy whether he takes one or not. That's my check. So this I didn't want, you know. I don't want now that you should walk out and say, Lechte gave us a good business answer, how to give out a good word to an employee, and then he'll be more productive. Then I miss the point, you know. It's not the point. It's a work. It's self-work, a real work that you do within your own vocabulary. You see more. When I now go home, or when I go, I'm going home, or I see my children or my grandchildren, that's a big work that I see. I say something substantial, but in a good way and in the right way, that makes a difference. That's unbelievable. Yeah?
The life of the abode to be real, must there be the practical difference? Because the case with Adam, it's about when you take your abode seriously, when it makes enough kamina, or is it the abode itself?
It's both. But it has to make enough kamina. Yeah? That's what you see there. Okay? So that's what I wanted to say in the end now, that this is a very practical thing. It's a thing which is enhancing. And we sit here around the table. There's nearly 2 years since I was here the last time. And it's good to be in South Africa. It's not that I can't come every single Monday and Thursday. It doesn't go like this. But I think that according to what this was a part of that we did it over here in town. It could be that a few of you could once in a while come together and speak out a little bit about things in that way we speak over here. And that would make work real also throughout the year. It's not depending on Leuchter, It's not an artificial thing that I come once in 2 years and then we have a Sunday together and that's a highlight, and then it diminishes till another year and a half down the road or whatever it is. No, you could do that yourself, and especially what we came up with in the last, that you see that your words and your perception and your positive vocabulary makes a difference in other people. That's a very big mafteach to sit together with others and have a productive time in Avodas Hashem. That will be a big, big thing that comes out from that day. So I wanted to thank you to have the patience for me till 1 o'clock. I know it was a grinder, it was not easy, but work is not easy. Work is not so easy. But I think for me it was very interesting. It was also a bit droning. I'm a little bit out of my kreiches. I don't mean for now, and then I go to sleep, you know. But hopefully you enjoyed that, and hopefully this is a tealis, and thank you for being here. Atka. Thank you.